Authorities have not found any clear links between Al-Qaeda and Richard Reid. He's the man accused of trying to set off explosives in his shoe on a flight from Paris to Miami. But news analyst Daniel Shore says the two have at least one thing in common.
What made the screwball Richard Reid, a.k.a. Tariq Raja Abdul Rahim, a menace was not the plastic explosive in his shoes, but his apparent willingness to die setting it off. Perhaps this should be designated as the era of suicidal terrorism. In the Middle East, Hamas has to order or appeal to its militants to desist from suicide bombing. On a larger scale, suicide bombings have killed hundreds of U.S. Marines in Beirut, Air Force personnel in Saudi Arabia, and sailors on the USS Cole. The climax, of course, came on September 11th, when willingness to die made asymmetrical warfare suddenly more than symmetrical. For an investment of maybe $500,000 and 19 lives, the terrorist network was able to kill more than 3,000 and inflict up to $300 billion in damage. For the hijackers, the promised payoff was eternal paradise. On his infamous tape, Osama bin Laden chuckled over the hijackers who didn't know until the last minute the suicidal nature of their mission. But there was no indication that they tried to back out. Answers to suicidal terrorism have yet to be found. It can no longer be assumed that a terrorist will not plant a live bomb in baggage checked on his flight. Counterterrorism planning has a long way to go, absorbing what happens when staying alive doesn't count. Vice President Dick Cheney has said the administration had intelligence reports in the days before September 11th of a big operation being mounted, but simply did not imagine a hijacked plane being turned into a weapon of destruction. In 1995, Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin told a group at a press breakfast that Israel had simply found no effective answer to the menace of suicide bombing. Neither has the United States. One has to wonder how many Richard Reeds, dupes, or copycats are out there planning their passports to paradise. For now, without a better answer, we depend on the alertness of airline crews and passengers. This is Daniel Shore.